Well, you made it to Friday.
With our political observer, Alan Chartok. Well, Alan, this morning, you and Joe Donahue and the whole gang over at Tanglewood to celebrate their season over there this morning, starting at 9 a.m.
That's right, David. I can't tell you what it means to those of us who live in the Berkshires and the surrounding areas. There is nothing like it. Of course, we have the wonderful SPAC over in Saratoga Springs, but Tanglewood is an extraordinary place. There's nothing like it in the world, and we have it here. You know, David, when I go over there, I feel like I'm going back to camp. It is the smell of it, the music floating from the young people who are practicing on the grounds, the extraordinary camaraderie of everybody who has worked there over the years and who continues to work there. But this is something that is so special that anybody who is allowed to come near it just walks away as a great beneficiary of the culture that it provides. Not to say anything of the economic benefits, of course. I don't even want to cheapen it by saying that for every dollar that Tanglewood raises, there are many more that come to all the ancillary businesses and everybody else who comes, the tourism industry that comes to the area. I tell you, I am so grateful to the Boston Symphony for doing what they do and making us the beneficiary of this. And I have to say, I'm excited by this morning.
Tune in, everyone, at 9 a.m., and you'll hear a special roundtable today from Tanglewood. Alan, here's a headline I don't think anybody wants to hear. This is from CNN this morning. Pentagon: China likely training pilots to target the U.S. China is actively developing its fleet of long-range bombers and, quote, likely training its pilots for missions targeting the U.S.
Well, it may well be true. Of course, we don't know if the Pentagon says so. I suppose you have to believe it. However, this is what the Cold War was all about. One side saying the other one may do this, so we have to do that. The budget is extraordinary. Think of all the money that could be used that is used on defense. Think about it. So they launch bombers, we launch bombers. It's mutually assured destruction. So we're spending a great deal of money to do what? To make sure that if at the last moment we have to, we can all just kill each other. You know, China has never been a great player, but if it weren't China, it would be somebody else. It used to be the Soviet Union. Now we talk about Russia. We talk about China. We talk about military parades that could cost, you know, approaching $1 billion. And when you see the growing militarism that occurs, you just shake your head and say, think of all the babies that could be saved, the education that could be provided, the health care that every American deserving of it could have. And so we talk about doing more to build ships and submarines and everything else. And at the same time, we create an economy that is totally dependent on military spending. It's just awful.
We are still getting the blowback from Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York's comments going after the slogan of President Trump, Make America Great Again. He said it wasn't that great. He went on to clarify his comments. Some are coming to his aid. Allies like Representative Sean Patrick Maloney, even Al Sharpton, defending Cuomo. Of course, the Republicans are using this. As you mentioned yesterday, they would make hay out of this. But I see this item from the Times Union this morning. State Republican Party has bought a $55 one-way Albany to Montreal ticket, and it's only valid today, Alan, saying that if Cuomo believes his own remarks, he should leave the country.
Well, you know, I think that the Republicans have a great deal to run on in terms of corruption in the state government and the letting of contracts and all of that, but cheap political tricks don't turn me on, that's for sure. People can chuckle and people can say, yeah, yeah, but that's not what's going to turn this election around for them. They have really got to stick to the legitimate stuff they have to talk about. And there is legitimate stuff, that's for sure.
Apparently, the state of politics in the world, and especially in America, is not allowing Americans to sleep, Alan. 1 in 7 Americans are so riled up about politics that they're losing sleep over it. That's according to Bankrate.com report. That adds up to 34 million people, more than those who lose sleep over health care costs or paying rent.
Good news for the sleep industry. More mattresses advertised on television, more medical relief. But it's bad news for Americans. It is true. I know people who cannot sleep because of the present administration in Washington. And I think parents and grandparents and uncles and aunts have good reason for it. We are in a place that many people describe as pre-totalitarian in this country. And, you know, they can't revoke my security clearance, but David, maybe they will, even though I have none. And what I refer to is the idea that freedom of speech becomes so important here. And that by revoking Brennan's security clearance, what you end up having is one more way of trying to silence people in an authoritarian way. We have seen almost everybody stepping forward in the security region, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, and saying this is just not the right thing to do.
The right thing to do today is to stay with WAMC through the morning and listen to the Roundtable on the Road at Tanglewood. And, of course, Alan will be back on Monday. Everyone have a great weekend.
I love your enthusiasm, David.